Well, good morning and Merry Christmas to you all. I don't know if you realize or discover that Christmas
comes earlier and earlier every year.
10月中的时候，我有机会到洛杉矶去参加一个朋友的50周年啊的金婚纪念。
Mid-October, I had a chance to go down to LA to attend a 50th anniversary of one of my friends.
当我走到一个 mall 的里面呢，就去用里面的洗手间。
When I get into the mall, I was using the bathroom inside the mall.
然后呢，在洗手间里面呢，就一直听到那些的圣诞音乐。
In the bathroom, I heard a lot of Christmas caroling in there.
然后呢，有一个黑人呢，非常的不高兴的，就大声在里面说。
There is an African American who's quite unhappy and was saying it loudly in the bathroom.
他说。We haven't even passed Thanksgiving and they are playing Christmas song already. This is ridiculous.
他就说我们还没有过感恩节，为什么就现在就来过圣诞节呢？
最近大家都知道这个 traffic 是非常的拥挤。
And everybody realized that the traffic has been really ridiculous lately.
And try to avoid Great Mall if you can. It's ridiculous.
所以大家如果可以的话，不要进去 Great Mall.
Yeah, 我有一次一开进去的话 ，it took me 20 minutes to get out.
I
haven't even found a parking space, of course.
I was there one time. 我找了20分钟没有找到停车的位置。
It's going to be a challenge for her because sometimes I think in English and then I speak in Chinese.
对我来说有一些挑战，那有的时候讲中文，有的时候讲英文。
And that's why I grab her, you know, and say, Madeline, you can take a break.
所以我就被抓了。
你看到很多在那个 mall 里面就已经贴上了 extended holiday hours.
You see the mall, 它已经有很多标签说他们已经是放长那个工作的时间的。
上一个星期在 Yahoo 里面有一个头条的新闻。
Last week in Yahoo, there is a headline.
就是在一个餐馆里面那个服务员呢，他收到一个惊人的一个的小费。
There was a very large amount of tips into one of the servers.Person.
不单是是他在美国不同的地方陆陆续续都有人给了这个非常大的一个数字的小费。
Not only that restaurant, there were different restaurants throughout the United States. There were service personnel who received big amount of tips.
这个账单的上面呢，那个阔佬，好，我们管他是 foot low 啊，阔佬，他在那边呢就盖上了一个 tips for Jesus 这个印章。
On the tag, the person who gave the tip says that 主耶稣的小费。
所以 all across America 就看到有这样的人就是一直在好像是把钱这样送出去给那些服务的人。
So throughout the United States, there seem to be many service personnel who receive big tips like that.
后来这个其中一个职位的人呢，被人家认出来了。
Then finally, this person was recognized by a person by the media.
他是 PayPal 前任的副总裁Jack Shelby.
He was recognized. He is the previous CEO of PayPal.
Don't you want to marry that guy?
你想要找他结婚吗
？Young, handsome, rich, and generous.
年轻 ，handsome. 英俊，而且很有钱。
所以大家都想要跟他做朋友了，是吗
？Everybody wants to make friends with him。
我不晓得你想不想在圣诞节也收到这样的那么惊人的小费呢
？Do you want to receive such a handsome tip in Christmas？
那我们知道圣诞节大家都习惯的就是互相送礼。
In Christmas, we are very used to giving each other presents.
那有人说这个送礼的这个的传统呢，主要是应该是来源圣经，那几位拜访主耶稣的那几个博士。
A lot of people said the traditions of giving presents to each other came from the fact that the three wise men giving presents to Jesus.
既然如此，所以我今天就为什么带大家去看这样的一个经文，我们从这些博士送礼的身上来学习送礼的艺术。
Then we would like to learn from the Bible how these three wise men give the presents to Jesus.
我们一同低头来祷告。
Let's pray.
主耶稣，我们感谢你，因为我们过圣诞的时候总是真的也是特别受到许多的祝福、安慰卡片有些我们从来都没有联络的人，也在那个时候把我们想起来，我们也想起他们来平常不怎么花时间的，我们刻意找时间跟家人相处，出门去旅游度假。主，好像你让我们看清人生什么是最重要的。主啊，更好的工作，更大的房子，更多的钱，破裂的人生关系，周围没有朋友，不怎么跟人来往相处，那才是可悲的。主啊，感谢你，求你今天再帮助我们重新来思考，为什么有圣诞，圣诞为什么要送礼。愿主自己祝福我们这里所有的人，无论是年轻人大人，我们向你这样祈求祷告，奉耶稣基督圣名，阿们。刚才呢，马有心带我们念过马太福音第二章的头一到十二节了。
We have previously read the chapters from the book of Matthew.
那现在要让我们把焦点放在呢十一、十二两节。
Let's focus on the verse 11 and 12.
从这两节里面呢，它可以让我们想到有三方面。
From these two verses, we can think of three different thoughts.
就是送礼的对象然后我们送什么礼，然后我们送礼的时候应该怎么送。
The objects of our gifts, the content of our gifts, and the attitude when we give.
那我们先来看我们送礼的对象。
Let's take a look at the objects of our gifts.
那如果我们读圣经二章马太福音二章十一节我们就可以联想到今天我们买很多圣诞卡的时候所看到那种的图片。
If we read the verse 11, we can imagine, the scenery from a lot of Christmas cards.
我们知道现在的圣诞卡哈，都喜欢把路加福音第二章那个天使报信给牧人，跟马太福音第二章博士朝拜主耶稣呢，把它并合在同一个图片里面的。
We have often discovered that from the Christmas card, they have really liked to combine the pictures from the verse of the Gospel of Luke chapter 2 and also Gospel of Matthew chapter 2. They combine the scenery together in one card.
所以在那种的马槽的 nativity scene 里面，我们看到什么呢？
What do we see from the scene of the nativity?
通常呢，我们发现呢，里面呢，马槽里面有约瑟，有玛利亚，当然是刚出生的小 baby 耶稣。
Of course, we found Joseph, we found Mary, and of course, baby Jesus.
然后站在两旁的就是牧羊人。
And on both sides, we will see the shepherd.
那有几位博士啊？通常三位嘛，哈。
And we also see the three magi.
那还有天使飞着的哈。
And we also see the angels.
那很多呢，为了使那个图片更现代化，而且更生动一点。
And in order to make the scenery a lot more interesting.
所以呢，他们呢就摆了有马啦甚至我看过狗、猫都有。
And they also place different kinds of animals, you know, like dogs, cats.
所以一屋子里面是都满了动物人了，非常热闹的。
And in the manger, it is very, very busy. There's lots of things in there.
可是如果我们很慎重来看圣经，我们发现马太福音的故事呢，应该是发生在路加的故事的后面。
If we are very careful in reading the Bible, we will find that the story in Matthew should happen after the story in Luke.
换句话说，天使向牧羊人报喜讯是在先。
In other words, the angels who have given the news to the shepherd should happen first.
因为玛利亚还在怀孕，还没生出耶稣嘛。
Because Jesus was not born yet.
然后呢，到了马太福音第二章的时候呢，中间是隔了一段时间的。
And from that time to Matthew chapter 2, there should be a period of time that have passed.
可能一到两年了。
Maybe 1 to 2 years.
因为那几个博士呢，从东方开始出发。
Because the Magi starting their journey from the east.
以前没有飞机嘛，那找到耶稣的时候大概也是一两年了。
And there is no transportation like airplane back then, so by the time they found Jesus, it will take a year or so.
所以你注意在十一节里面说到几位博士进了房子。
And on verse 11, you've noticed that there are several magi that enter the house.
不是马槽。
Not the manger.
他们是进了屋子。
They went into the house.
啊，耶稣生在马槽，但是那个时候已经有屋子了，住在屋子里面了。
Jesus was born in manger, but at that time, they are already in the house.
然后圣经说进去看到的是小孩，而不是刚出生的婴儿。
And when they go in, they saw a child, not a baby.
那虽然圣经没有记载有几位博士了。
And the Bible didn't record how many magi.
但是因为呢，他们献给耶稣的礼物有三样，所以他们说一人一样，所以就三个博士了。
Because according to the Bible, they presented three different present gifts to Jesus, so they assume there are three.
那请问博士进到这个屋子里面，把礼物献给谁啊？
And let's see who did they give the presents to.
好，你看十一节哈，马太福音二章十一节，他们把礼物献给谁啊？
And on verse 11, whom did they give the presents to?
不是献给他们，是献给他。
Not to them, but to him.
单数。
Single.
所以他们带着礼物只是想献给一个人。
They brought the presents to offer to one person.
当然就是耶稣了。
Of course, it's Jesus.
因为他才是整个圣诞节的主角。
Because he is the main character in the entire Christmas.
所以这些博士千里迢迢来呢，他只想见谁，就是耶稣。
These magi who came so many miles from the east, who do they want to see? Jesus.
我最近收到一个 email， 从一个音乐老师告诉我的。
And I recently received an email from a friend.
音乐老师。
From a music teacher.
他告诉我说，他当他帮助他的学生弹一些这个圣诞诗歌的时候。
She told me that when she was helping the students play Christmas songs.
然后呢就跟他就是稍微讲到这个圣诞节的意义。
And she explained to them the meaning of Christmas.
然后呢他就讲到这个主耶稣。
And she talked about Jesus.
然后他的学生问说 Who is Jesus?
The student asked, 耶稣是谁？
我觉得有点不可思议，我就觉得说 I take really for granted, you know.
I feel that it's ridiculous. 我常常都觉得是理所当然的。
因为怎么可能不知道谁是耶稣呢？
How could it be possible that you don't know who Jesus is?
原来今天有人真的不知道谁是耶稣。
Really, there are people today who do not know who Jesus is.
几年前冯柱弟兄在我们当中里面招待了从中国来出差的那些非常年轻的那些的员工。
And a couple of years ago, Brother Fan have received some of the people who came here to work from mainland China.
那我们给他们一个非常不同的过一个特别的平安夜。
And we gave them a really special Christmas Eve.
他说在中国里面看到的都是很热闹的圣诞节。
They said that all they see in the mainland China, they see a very, very busy Christmas.
但是是他们亲口跟我分享说，他们都不知道圣诞跟耶稣有什么关系的。
But they have said that they have no idea what does Christmas have to do with Jesus.
当我请一些的学生去拉这个平安夜。
When I asked the students to play the song Holy Night.
他们说背不起来。
They said, I can't memorize it.
Which is hard to believe in because they always play recital and they remember a longer song, right? But they said they cannot memorize Silent Night because they never heard that before.
所以就觉得很不可思议，因为他们常常都要做这些表演，他们居然不能够记得这个平安夜这首歌。
所以你不要以为说很多人明白圣诞跟耶稣有什么关系。
So don't take for granted that a lot of people should know.The relationship between Christmas and Jesus.
所以当这个美国的政府今天尽量要把这一个的圣诞的色彩拿掉的时候，我们基督徒怎能够起来不说话？
When the US government trying to take away the meaning of Christmas, how could we as Christians not speak up and say anything?
那我们回到这个博士带来的礼物。
We'll go back to the presents that the Magi has brought.
不是给约瑟的。
Not to Joseph.
也不是给玛利亚的。
Not to Mary.
是给耶稣的。
It is for Jesus.
可是我们看到今天我们怎么过圣诞呢？
But how do we spend Christmas nowadays?
家里也好，公司也好，学校也好。
Whether it's at home, at work, or at school.
我们是彼此送礼，交换礼物，对吗？
We give each other presents.
好像大家都带着礼物呢，去参加一个小孩生日的这个 party.
It seems like everybody has brought presents to attend a party, just like for the little kid.
但是非常高兴的时候呢，然后你拿礼物出来了，送给他，他把礼物送给你。
And while everybody is so happy, then you do the gift exchange.
送来送去，没人想起要送给那个 birthday boy.
But everybody was giving presents to each other, but forgot about the birthday boy.
你会觉得这样很可笑是吗？
You would think that this is just really ridiculous.
你为什么要来参加这个 party 呢？
Why do you come for this party?
你为什么花钱去买礼物，然后花心思去包礼物呢？
Why do you even spend money or your thoughts on wrapping the presents?
那当然了，本来耶稣的生日也不是12月25号了，这个是后来的那种的传统变出来的哈。
And of course, Jesus' real birthday is not really December 25th. It just become a tradition.
可是无论如何，那个礼物应该总有耶稣的份啊。
But no matter what, the present should include Jesus.
可是为什么变成大家换来交换来交换去呢？
But how come it is only involved the persons exchanging the presents?
甚至于我看过一些非常小小的小孩，他在圣诞节收到礼物啊。
And I've seen some small children when they receive presents in Christmas.
他真的以为那个圣诞节就是他的生日呢。
They thought Christmas is their birthday.
但是大家不要误会，我不是反对在圣诞节交换礼物。
Please don't misunderstand. I do not disagree to give presents in Christmas.
其实这个习俗也有它非常有的价值和意义的。
Because this tradition really has its values.
因为它起码给我们一个机会去想起我们经常都忽略的人。
Because it gives us an opportunity to remember those that we've often forgotten.
它让我们借着一个机会去关怀别人，去appreciate 那些帮助过我们的人。
Because this is a chance for us to remember those that have helped us and to appreciate others.
是一个表达爱和感激的一个机会。
This is a time to show our love and appreciation to them.
可是当我们这样做的时候，弟兄姐妹，不要忘记这个圣诞节的主角是谁。
But while we are doing that, please do not forget who is the main character in Christmas.
然后我们真正庆祝的对象是什么？
When we celebrate, what are we celebrating for?
所以做父母的，你不能够忽略把圣诞的意义跟你的小孩来解释。
So as parents, please do not forget you need to tell your kids what Christmas is really all about.
免得他们觉得我才是圣诞节 的主角。你为什么不，我告诉你我喜欢什么圣诞礼物，为什么你不买给我呢？
So that they don't think they are the main character of Christmas because whatever I wanted, you did not give it to me.
They think it's all about me. It's all about me.
他们觉得就只有只是我而已，就是只是关于我。
I'm sorry, it's not about you. It's nothing about you.
对不起，圣诞节不是只是你，也不是关于你。
It's all about Jesus.
他们是关于主耶稣。
When you take him out of the picture, you shouldn't even celebrate Christmas.
如果你把主耶稣从这个中间拿掉，你就不要过圣诞了。
So there's a slogan that always say.
所以这有一个标语是这样子讲的。
If you take Christ out of Christmas, you leave yourself with a mess.
如果你把基督从圣诞节里面拿掉，你所剩下的就是一团糟。
我在神学院读书的时候呢，我每一次有一次我到了一个同学家里面跟他过白人圣诞节。
When I was in seminary, I went to attend a Caucasian Christmas.
我觉得这个家庭使我大开眼界。
This time that I spent with them really has opened my eyes.
因为我觉得从他们身上，我真的知道说，哎，怎么样一个不同的方法去过圣诞。
Because I have learned from them how I can be celebrating Christmas differently.
我们一般老中过圣诞的话，就是说在出去哪里玩，这个是我们的 tradition 嘛。
As Chinese, when we celebrate Christmas, we would just go somewhere to have fun.
所以早早就订好旅馆啊，就计划哪里哪里，家都请好了。
So we will book certain places to have fun and take vacations and stuff during Christmas.
可是我这个的 seminary friend 呢，他的家里面传统就是，他每一次 Christmas 聚在一起的时候呢，他们需要做一些的义工。
But this family is very different. When they spend Christmas, they need to volunteer some kind of work.
所以他就带着我呢去一个soup kitchen.
So he has led me to a soup kitchen.
社群供食物供应站。
食物供应站。
And I've never peeled so many potatoes in my life.
我从来没有剥过那么多洋薯。
But you know, it's a lot of fun.
可是其实是挺好玩的。
I still remember today.
我到今天都还记得。
I probably couldn't remember the last ski trip or whatever, but I remember I was peeling potatoes for those people.
我可能不记得我上一次去滑雪什么时候，可是我记得很清楚，我帮这些人。
Because it's memorable, stuck in my mind.
因为这些就留在我的印象脑海里面。
And they also pay. Oh, I start speaking English again. 然后他每一年呢，都为耶稣来烤一个生日蛋糕。
And every year they bake a cake for Jesus.
所以12月25号呢，他们就起来了，就开始拆礼物之前。
So when they woke up early Christmas morning before they opened their presents.
就拿着这个已经给耶稣烤好的生日蛋糕，然后他们唱 Happy Birthday Jesus.
And they took this birthday cake and they sing Happy Birthday song to Jesus.
有人可能这样反问了。
So some people may have asked.
你怎么把礼物献给耶稣呢
？How do you give the presents to Jesus？
你就算烤了蛋糕，唱了生日歌，最后蛋糕还是我吃的。
Even though you bake the cake and you sing birthday song, but you end up eating the cake。
所以呢，我们可以来参考圣经啦。
So let's go back to the Bible。
啊，马太福音25章，耶稣有一段这样的话。
In Matthew chapter 25, Jesus have said，
耶稣跟那些门徒说。如果有人问主啊，我什么时候见你饿了，我给你吃；我见你渴了，给你喝。什么时候呢？见你做客旅的时候呢？看你赤身肉体呢，我给你穿。又什么时候你病了，我去那边看你？然后耶稣说：“我实实在在告诉你，这些事你们既坐在这弟兄当中，里面最小的一个人身上，就等于坐在我的身上。”
People have asked Jesus.Lord, when did I see you ever become thirsty, become hungry, you know, did not have any clothing to wear? And Jesus said, if you have done any of that in that person, then you have done it to me.
其实耶稣的教导就是说，你坐在一个最小的一个人身上，为我而坐，你就等于坐在我的身上。
So in essence, Jesus was saying, if you have done any of this,In one of the least of the persons, then you have done it for me.
所以我们在圣诞节里面呢，应该呢就开始想到有需要的人。
So at the time of Christmas, we should really think of people who are in need.
不要想到就是啊，我家怎么样去过圣诞。
Don't just think how should I spend Christmas.
因为世界里面有很多的人，没有什么人跟他们过圣诞。
Because there are many people in the world has nobody to spend Christmas with.
当你收到 Salvation Army 啦，收到那个 Christmas Angel 啦，不同的人际东西在你的家的时候
，When you have
你做出什么样的反应
？When you have received different organization mails in the mail and asking you for help, what is your response？
耶稣说：“坐在这些人身上，也就是坐在我的身上。”
Jesus said, "If you do it to the least of the person, then you have done it."To me.
所以你施予给他们就等于把礼物献给耶稣。
If you give it to them, that means you have given the gifts to Jesus.
那接下来我们看送什么礼物呢
？And next, let's look at the contents of our gifts.
那其实礼物呢，大概分三类了。
There are different kinds of presents, mainly three categories.
有一份呢叫做是近乎完美的礼物。
There is a kind that called nearly perfect.
就是那个收礼物的人呢，你真的了解他的心意了，所以他打开来开心的不得了，就是他要的那个颜色，就是他那要的那个 style.
That means when the person who received the present, when he opened the present, the color, the style is exactly what he or she wanted. Then it is a person that's nearly perfect.
另外一种呢，就是借花敬佛。
And the other kind of present is.Handing over.
你刚刚打开来收到了。
You opened it, you received it.
然后呢，你就啊，就有时候就转，马上转送出去了。
And then you immediately transfer it over to somebody else.
有时候标签都忘了撕下来。
And there are times that you forgot to take off the label.
So Brian, I'm not Brian.You know,
你会看见那个礼物其实不是给你的。
那有些是最后关头的。
And there are some presents that are last minute.
临时有一个邀请要去谁的家里面吃顿饭。
And you know, you have the last minute invitation going to somebody else.
And everything's closed.
所有的店都关门了。
所以只可以就那边想，哦，7-Eleven 还在开呢。
Then you think of, oh, there's 7-Eleven is still open.
You're desperate.
你就觉得那个时候是最紧要的关头。
什么的买点就是一时一时表示一下。
You get anything that you can see.
请问这三种礼物里面，你在圣诞节收到最多是哪一种？
Out of these three different categories, what kind of present did you receive the most?
Okay. 我敢大胆说了。
Let me say that boldly.
大部分圣诞节收到的不是你要的礼物。
Most of you who receive the presents are not what you really wanted.
是省点钱吧，把它捐出去给别人了，不整天送了人家都不是 appreciate 的礼物了。
So, you know, you may want to just kind of give it away just because they are not what you wanted.
老美有一个叫做 white elephant gift.
美国人有一种礼物。
白大象。
白大象的礼物。
就是那种你收到很奇怪的，很不合用的，很好玩的那种的东西。
It's a present that you know is a little strange. You don't know what to do with them.
So you re-give them. 你就转头呢，就是交换，把它送出去。
So you re-give them and you give it to somebody else.
那是马太福音第二章十一节告诉我们，博士送了什么礼物呢
？But in chapter 2 in a book of Matthew on verse 11, what kind of present did the Magi bring to Jesus?
Gold, incense, and myrrh.
黄金。乳香末药。
那我们发现这个黄金是代表耶稣是君王，所以他那份的尊贵。
Gold represent the royalty of Jesus.
然后我们发现乳香是因为耶稣是神圣的，因为耶稣有一个祭司的身份。
Incense represent Jesus is holy because Jesus is our high priest.
但是呢，这一个的末药呢，是因为耶稣他成为救世主。他要为人受死，末药通常一般是用来葬死人才用的。
Myrrh represents Jesus is going to die for us, and usually they use this myrrh to anoint the body who are dead.
我们这三种的礼物，其实对耶稣这个家庭当时是非常有用的。
These three presents actually are very, very useful to the family at that time.
因为当我们逃离到埃及。离开西律的淘沙的时候，这些贵重的东西都成为他的那个路费。
Because when they left to escape Herod's persecution, all these presents become their fees for their journey, their expense.
礼物珍不珍贵不在乎它本身有没有价值。
Whether or not the presents are precious does not matter on the value itself.
有些很贵重的东西一点都不实际。
Because there are some presents who are very expensive, but they are not practical.
那有没有想过有些是非物质的礼物
？Have you thought of the non-material type of presents?
或是说一些服务性的礼物
？Such as some kind of service.
更是有一些属灵的礼物
？Or spiritual presents.
有一年那个我的学生给我送了一个很好的生日礼物，就是当我交完书我出去的时候，发现我的车子擦的洗得亮亮的。
There's one year when I was still teaching, my students gave me a present because when I finished the day of teaching, when I walked to the parking lot, I found that my car was spotless clean.
上面贴了一张字条说 "Happy Birthday, Mr. Sid."
And 在上面贴了。You know, there was a note on the car says, 生日快乐薛老师。
然后我分享一下那个 Chuck Swindoll, 以前大尔斯神学院的他曾经给了这些的建议。
Let me share Chuck Swindoll, 在神学院的时候一些的。
他说如果你跟人家争吵了就在圣诞节找人言归于好，这是一个很好的礼物。
He said that if you have certain arguments with another person, when Christmas comes,You go and reconcile with the person.
或说你看到你一个亲爱的人，你抱着他 say I love you.
Or when you see somebody that you love, 你给他个拥抱，跟他说我爱你。
But make sure it's the right person.
要很清楚的知道这个是对的人。
然后你拜六早上，也许就为你的家人做一顿早餐。
Or when you wake up early, very early in the morning, you make breakfast for your family.
或说你想到那个很久没有跟他联络的人，就为他祷告，写成圣诞卡给他。
or if you have thought of somebody that you have not contacted for a long time, then you write a Christmas card and ask them.
这一类的礼物不是更有价值吗？
And these kind of presents are more valuable and meaningful.
我喜欢这个英文 presents 这个字。
我对英文这个 present this word I like.
它是双关语，它第一提到是礼物。
It has two meanings. The first one it says it is a present.
但是它也有另外一个的意思，就是说，你的出席 ，I am present.
另外一个，它是讲到你 ，you are there, you are.In the presence.
Read the screen, okay, yeah. 所以呢，很多我们发现呢，有时候我们去到那个群体的这一个的这一个的圈子里面呢，就发现是很多时候呢，有时候一些很奇怪的现象。
When you attend a meeting or a congregation, you'll find there are some strange phenomena.
尤其我去到那个餐馆里面呢，发现传统的中国家庭现象。
Especially when I go to restaurants, there are some traditional things that would happen when it's Chinese families.
就一家人坐在那里，然后呢，爸爸有事呢，就出去办事了。
You know, when the whole family was sitting together, the father always left and go do whatever business.
然后妈妈就站在那边呢，就看餐牌，看点什么菜好。
And the mother was always the one that's looking at the menu, trying to decide what to order.
然后三个青少年小孩，每人拿着手机在那边。
And the teenagers or the children, they each have their own cell phones and play with their cell phones.
然后妈妈她说吃什么呢
？And the mom would say, "Okay, what should we order?"
Whatever.
什么都可以。
Okay, 都不用看她的。
And they don't even need to look at her.
那就随便点了。
And so she orders whatever.
然后呢，爸爸也回来吃了。
And then the father came back.
吃到一半的谁的手机响了，那他又拿着这个东西出去餐馆里面去谈一会儿又进来了。
And then during the meal, somebody's cell phone rang, and the person would pick up the cell phone and left the restaurant and go conduct whatever business they have asked.
现在有一个的字眼叫做 social isolation, 社群的孤独。
This is a very common word now, social isolation.
都在一起，但是不在一起。
They seem to be together, but yet they are not together.
一同坐飞机也好，一同开车，都是这样情形。
Whether you are riding in an airplane or if you are in a car, it's the same thing.
People need your time, not your things.
人所需要的是你的时间，不是你的东西。
在一起的时候，如果没有互动，也等于不在一起。
When you are together, when you don't have interaction, it may as well be not together.
So think about it for this Christmas.
所以这个圣诞节想一想。
Okay, I have to push my time. 送礼的态度。
The attitude of giving.
Calvin Miller 这样说，有三种的礼物。
And Calvin Miller that there are three different kinds.
有一种是礼尚往来的礼物。
There is one kind called returning the favor.
有一种是广结良缘的礼物。
There are another kind making friends.
有一种是感激的礼物。
And the third one would be with love.And grace.
礼尚往来的礼物呢，就是说，人家给你呢，不好意思了，好了，加一点钱呢，把红包再送出去那一种。
Returning favor is when somebody gives you the present, you kind of feel embarrassed, so you really want to just return the favor.
所以公司老板送礼物给你呢，意思就是说，背后不要说我那么多了。
So if the boss gives you any present, it really means that don't judge me.
邻居送你礼物的话，就是下次我见你，见那个剪草机，你不要拒绝我。
If your neighbor give you present, it means that the next time when I want to borrow your lawnmower, you wouldn't say no.
有些的广结良缘呢，就是说，哎呀，送个礼的话，以后呢，疏通一下，搞点关系比较好。所以呢，医生开头送点礼物。
The making friends kind of present is like if you want to give him the present, the person may want to do you some kind of favors in the future.
但是有一种的礼物就是，人家可能没有办法回报，可是没关系，我真的感激他，我就送出去了。
There are the third kind of present is like the person may not be able to return the favor, but it does not matter. I just really want to give it to him.
圣经提到有这样的一种礼物。
The Bible have said there are presents like that.
所以呢，保罗在哥林多后书九章十五节说：“感谢神，因他有说不尽的恩赐。”
So in the book of Corinthians, Paul said that I thank the Lord because He has unlimited grace.
英文翻译就是说 ，this indescribable gift.
英文就是说不尽的恩赐。
Yeah, indescribable gift. So it's not so much of a spiritual gift, but it's a gift 那个是单数，是代表耶稣基督。
不是说那个是只是一个礼物一个东西，那个是单数，是讲到主耶稣。
所以我们看到圣诞节不是一个得的一个的季节。
Christmas is not a season to receive.
它是一个让我们想到要付出的一个季节。
But a season to give.
我不晓得今年你希望收到什么样的礼物。
So what kind of presents do you expect to receive?
你也想送去什么样的礼物？
And what kind of present do you want to give?
希望你愿意不吝啬送出你的时间，不是那些东西。
I want you to be liberal in giving out your times instead of just things.
很多年前，这些不同的人物在神的面前都献了不同非常非物质性或说属灵的礼物。
Many, many years ago, these different people have give presents that are not materialistic.
都在那个 screen 上面，你自己去读。
都在那个 screen 上面。It's all on the screen.
我想问是 what about you?
你呢？
我们低头来祷告。
Let's pray.
感谢主让我们再去思考礼物，我们都收到很多。但是主，我们又拿什么礼物给你呢？求你让我们明白，不是总是盼望在圣诞节收到什么，越到圣诞节，越让我们自己想到我们应该要给出什么。当你越祝福我们，使我们穿得暖、吃得饱，家里都一堆人的时候，让我们特别纪念那些 underprivileged 的人。让我们想到你来为他们，你也希望我们在圣诞节想到他们来。谢谢主，谢谢你每一年让我们过圣诞的时候，那重新能够明白什么是福音。也感谢耶稣，你让我们成为圣诞节最好最珍贵的礼物。奉耶稣的名，阿门。 We turn the time over to the children.